Robert's bones. When I was 5 years old, my dad had a shed in the backyard. It was enormous. The doors were rotted and fallen off the hinges. It had many shelves and a ladder to a second level. My dad had already moved all the stuff that was in it over to a new shed closer to the house. His shed was near the backyard, right next to the woods. Our whole neighborhood is located deep in the woods. My dad and I would hunt for squirrel and rabbit in the outer parts away from the houses. All the houses were separated by thick trees and bushes, about 100 feet deep between all of the streets. There were many awesome trails in the woods, along the back of the houses. Cows, horses, and other livestock were in the pastures and on the outer perimeter of the subdivision. Buddy, Bobby, Patrick were my friends. We all hung out in the shed on the second floor and made up stories to tell each other in the summer times. There were horse flies that would bite you around 7 p.m. or so, like an hour before sundown. Mosquitoes would bite you as soon as a shadow blocked the tree in the sunlight. Our dog always followed us everywhere we went on our trail walks. Our parents had a street light. When it came on, we'd better get back home or we'd get a good whooping when we got home. Our friends and I decided to look for bottles and treasures out in the woods. We would always find liquor bottles and started a collection. We tried to find every unique bottle to add it to the collection. We found our first set of bones just behind the fort and brought them back to the fort to examine them. Bobby said, "Hey, what kind of animal this is, do you suppose?" Buddy chimed in and said, "Those are calf bones. I've seen those all over the place out there," Patrick said. "I've seen them too." I said, "Are all of them out there?" Buddy said, "Yep. I can show you some more. Not far from here, we found these bones." Buddy said, "Hey, since there's so many out there, let's map them all out and start a collection. I bet we could find more bones than bottles out there." We all agreed. I said, "What shall we call this name of this calf?" Patrick said, "Boney McBoneface." We all laughed. Bobby said, "About Bonehead?" I said, "We'll call him Albert. Each time we find bones, we bag them, tag them, and put them on the map." I looked around and saw a box of cereals we were all munching on called Alphabets. I said, "And we'll all name them like we name a hurricane, alphabetically." I poured out the rest of the cereal down to the ladder, put all the bones in the alphabet box. Bobby drew up the map on the floor of the fort. He drew a little fort, and behind it, he wrote down the letter A. Buddy took us to the place where he saw the bones from before. Sure enough, there they were. Before the end of the day, we had already B, C, and D. We worked our way up to the letter Z. We had all even gone behind the 3 houses in a row yet. We put our bones and bags on the shelves on the first floor of the fort from left to right. Starting on one of the middle shelves, Patrick said, "You know, this means we have to change the name of our fort from the Glass Fort to the Bone Fort, right? We already have more bones collected than bottles." We all agree. It always sounded like the Glass Fort to everyone we told about it. We were teased too. Before the summer ended, Bobby moved away. So did Patrick. He was just me and Buddy. We had collected so many sets of bones, Mom made us stop using zipper bags and told us to use grocery bags instead. I didn't know how many bones we had, but we were on our 5th alphabet. We never told Dad. Mom just said, "Just make sure you wash your hands after touching all them bones." School will start soon, and 2 brothers and another kid moved into Patrick and Bobby's old house. Steve and James were brothers. And the other kid was like 7 or something. Chris, I think his name was. He moved away only after about 3 weeks or something like that. Steve and James found more bottles we'd missed and more bones to add to our collection. Our shelves were filling up. Steve said the bones were from a deer or a wolf. There couldn't be that many calves that had died in our area, in the same area. What did you guys do with the heads? I could tell you what kind of animals they were if you showed me the hands or the feet or the heads. These are just arms and legs. I told them, we thought the same thing, but who's going to eat those parts? All the meat is in the arms and the legs. Everyone agreed and said, yeah, we hadn't thought of that. That makes sense. These have to be baby cows. They're probably better eaten too. The old ones are probably too old, too tough. By that time I was almost 7, and we were on our 7th shelf. We had A to Z at least 5 times on each shelf. We were almost out of room. It was my birthday. Almost all the kids in the subdivision came over to have some cake and ice cream. Steve's dad came over to the fort because we weren't coming over to sing happy birthday when he called us. I was showing all of the kids the massive bone collections. I showed them all the names we had. We had 34 zebras, 33 x-rays, and 1 xylophone name. They would have all been called X-Ray 1, X-Ray 2, X-Ray 3 if we hadn't gone. Had it been for James coming up with the xylophone. Had to spell it too. We couldn't think of any other names that started with X or Z. We had made up Q names like Quickie and Quitty and Quitter and others for Q names. Anyways, Steve's dad came on and the facial expression went from happy birthday leftover smile to a clown, worried, eyebrow tent look. He yelled out, Jim, get over here. Kids, get out of the building right now. Where'd you get all these bones? Tell me right now. No messing around. I immediately apologized and I said, they were all my idea. These guys just went along. Aren't these bones worth something, mister? Steve dad. Can I put them all back? I have a map and everything. I can put them all right back now. I promise. Don't tell my dad, please. Mr. Steve's dad said, you aren't in any kind of trouble, kid. You didn't do a thing wrong. I just need to show this to Jim. Jim came over and stated, what's the holdup here? Is everybody all okay? There was a lot of silence. More silence. We left. I looked back and both men were hugging. And it looked like they were crying. Jim just fell down. He fell over. I went over to Mom and said, what's wrong with Jim and Mr. Steve's dad? I think Jim might be hurt. A few of the parents rushed over to the fort to see what was going on. Bobby asked me, what's going on? I said, I don't know. Maybe these cows are somebody's pets or something. It must have been Jim's favorite cow because he just fell over like he just died or something. Everybody that goes over there either starts passing out or they start crying or they're bawling. They go to check on Jim. They stop and look around and fall down. Buddy said, maybe there's a gas leak or something. It does kind of smell bad over there. If you hadn't been over there yet. We're kind of used to the smell. Buddy's grandpa was arrested. I found that out in the future. He was an alcoholic and a serial killer. My parents never told me my friends didn't actually move. They went missing, and the parents moved away. My dad was a cop. I knew if I told him about the bones, he would turn into a scary story about kids going missing. I didn't want to be scared. Turns out he'd be right. That I really shouldn't have been, you know, scared. Buddy's grandpa took the remains from everywhere in all counties out in the woods, drank booze, and he stripped the bones of their flesh. Those were all of the alcohol bottles we found in the woods. Man, that made sense. Because all the new bottles would always show up. We never saw Buddy's grandpa in the woods. Ever. He would always go out at night, behind every house in the neighborhood, and discard the arms and legs of children between ages 5 and 7. We never knew what he did with the other parts. Some of the bones we found were the bones of Bobby, Patrick, my best friends. I never saw my only other best friend in the world, Buddy, ever again. We only knew the bones of Albert were the first bones we ever collected. They belonged to my dad's brother. These bones were the closest to the house and were only 5 feet in the forest were the bones of my uncle I never knew. This happened to my dad when he was 12 and his brother was 7. His brother's name was David. David was the reason my dad became a police officer.